become enablers, really, of those behind this vicious attack.
You know, but I find it curious because there's so many people who are outraged in this country by the involvement of government in private companies, in the business of private companies, in regulation, all of that. And yet, I mean, maybe we're going to hear more tomorrow when they make this FBI announcement that supposedly will definitely link it to North Korea. But we haven't heard from the government, look, go about your lives. Don't let this cow you. You know, and also I heard that two government officials were consulted on this movie and said, you know, we don't have a problem with the fact that Kim Jong-un's head blows up at the end of the movie. We're okay with it. Now they don't have too much to say about the whole thing.
Look, this was a stupid and reckless idea by Sony. How it gets marketed as a comedy, I have no idea. But it still is a blow against free speech, as dumb as the movie might be. And there, as you mentioned earlier, there is now nothing to stop other attackers from targeting any movie or magazine or newspaper article that displeases them. And many, many American companies are vulnerable.
Yeah, and they will. You can bet on it after this. Howard, thank you very much.